I think it's a great day for the franchise. Now that we can concentrate on football, I'm happy for Alex. I'm happy for the organization.
It feels good. Yeah, I mean, I'm pumped about it. It's what I wanted, and I'm glad I got done here before the season. You know, can really kind of dial in now on the season. I really love coming to work every day. I love the environment that Coach Reed sets in meetings every day with Doug and Nags and the whole offensive staff.
That's right. So rather than hop on the reset, you get depth with 4 and 5. Two more. Yeah.
In the locker room. I mean, the kind of character that we have in the locker room, I think, is something that jumped out at me right away. Young guys that were selfless, you know, that cared about the team more than themselves. And it is fun. It's fun coming to work with guys that love football and have a lot of energy. So, yeah, very clear to me early on, this is a place I wanted to be.
Fires a pass. He's got Kelsey open. Kelsey in the open field. He outruns every Bengal chasing him. Touchdown.
He unloads it right boundary. He's got a man open as Frankie Hammond Jr. makes the catch. Good route, good throw. And looks up and takes it. And now he gets hit immediately but spins off the head and goes to the right side. Look. Here goes Dad. 35-yard line, 40. Where's Dad? He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Kansas City. Fearless punt return by the rookie from Oregon.
I feel good about it. Yeah, I feel great. I think, you know, it's our job now that we gotta go and make it work on Sundays. And, you know, I think the more weapons you have, the better. You know, and I think you add some of those new pieces that we have with the guys that we have in place. You know, it's all good things. You know, it's good stuff. And just a matter of, yeah, spreading the ball around and finding ways to attack defenses. And it changes week to week. I think that's the great thing. When you have those types of weapons, it's finding out what's the big matchup for us that week. You know, the personnel, the moving guys around. All that stuff, and Coach Reed and Doug do such a great job of that.
2-5! I need you. Go!
Yeah, it's great to have Jamal back. I don't necessarily know if it was a bad thing even. You know, he touched the ball so many times last year, and he gets all the work in practice. So it was good for those young guys, I think, to get some opportunities in preseason games, you know, and get him rested up for the regular season. I don't know if you can replace him fully. I mean, he's such a unique football player and talent. So it's great to have him back there. I think we feel great. I mean, the thing is that now once you enter the season, it's so week to week, right? And week one, we're playing Tennessee, and it's how are we matching up and the game plan, and we got to go execute it. And you find a way to get a win. I mean, that's what the mindset is. I mean, that's it. Fine. I mean, do whatever we got to do to try to get a W. And, you know, you're on to the next challenge, you know, and the next opportunity, and it's the next opponent, and then that's your singular focus. And those things change, you know, week to week, and then based on the teams you play and the defenses you're playing. So, but coming out of, you know, off season and camp and preseason. I mean, I think the thing that jumps out at me, we got a lot of depth and we got deeper, especially at the skill positions. I think the more weapons you have, the better, obviously.
Alex Smith will throw from his own end zone. He is throwing long left for Avery on a deep ball. He makes the catch, burn in the corner and tackle in front of the Chiefs bench.
Yeah, it's always a little difficult in a situation like this. You're kind of preparing for the unknown a little bit. You know, they might not be showing everything that they have in preseason games. So, yeah, you go back, you watch, you know, where the coordinators have been and the stuff they had in there. But you're also watching, you know, Tennessee's old stuff because you want to see their personnel and the type of players that have been there and what they're doing. So, certainly a combination of both, but a little bit, you got to just be ready for the unknown. You know, you got to be ready for adjustments game day and that, you know, they can come out and throw some things at you that they haven't shown before.
And I mean, grab a bucket of guts. Alex Smith was wrapped up and had nowhere to go. A gain of 10.
You know, communication is vital all the time, every week, especially for the guys out front. But this week especially, I mean, this defense presents a lot of different fronts, a lot of different personnel groups, and things change based on those in protection in the run game. So, you know, it starts with Rodney and myself, you know, with the communication in the run game and pass game and just making sure we're all on the same page. I think as long as those five guys and myself are all on the same page, no matter what we do, I think we'll be okay.